the kegs.
Right. And something you put in a bottle.
Funnel?
Yeah, this is something that you open a bottle and then you...
Want to put in another bottle or...
No, you want to put a top on the bottle.
Oh. Cork?
All right. Now, would that be a cork no matter what it's made of? I mean, even if it's rubber, you put a top on it.
They have sprinklers now you can put in the bottle and sprinkle your clothes with. There's a top for this.
Yeah. Okay. And it's a musical instrument that you might blow into. It reads in it.
French horn.
All right. Now, how about one that you hold between your teeth and...
That's a juice harp.
Okay. And something you use to pound nails with.
That's a hammer.
All right. And the part of a wagon that comes up between two horses.
That's a tongue.
All right. And the part on the wagon that the horses actually pull on.
That's a double tree.
All right. Now that's a double tree.
That's the long one. Then they have single trees that the horses hook to that double tree.
Okay.
So they can...
The single trees are in front of the double tree.
That's right.
The double tree is
right.
The single tree is the long single piece? Or
yeah. A single tree is a long one. And then your double tree is the long one. And then your single trees is where your horse is hitched to.
Uh-huh.
And that it works, you know, and that keeps the load all from getting on one horse.
They turn. What about on a buggy? The things on a buggy that come up on either side of a horse?
Chaves.
All right. And on a wagon wheel, the steel
rim.
Okay. Now, what's the rim nailed to? Yeah, you remember
it
what that was?
Nailed in that.
Or fixed to?
It's fixed to the spokes.
Well, what is the spoke stuck into?
And there's a rim around there that's got holes in it.
Yeah.
And then they heat that somewhere and then beat that in there.
Uh-huh.
And it's
well,
I don't know much about that kind of stuff. But,
well, I just wonder, have you ever heard the term felly?
Huh?
Felly? Or felly? For the part that you have a tire or a rim, which is made of metal, mm-hmm. and then you have the spokes, but then between the spokes are the things the spokes are actually stuck into. Not the metal part, but the wooden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You still use that term?
What?
Felly. I didn't know if
it was what Ned called it when you asked for that.
Are you from around here?
Yeah.
Do you, is that where, is that term used?
Yeah.
Well, I was raised on a farm.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Okay. Now, if someone's going back and forth with wood, you might say he was doing what?
Hauling wood?
Sure. And after he pulling out a tree, they got a stump. You pull out the stump, and then they did what? To get it off the field.
You just drag it out. You know, drag it out and pile it.
And then burn it.
And burn it.
Okay. Yesterday they did what to the stump? Yesterday they
cut the tree down.
And then they...
And then they went in and dug up the stump.
Uh-huh.
And but they used cross-cut saw to saw that log up. Now,
right.
You didn't ask me that.
Okay. But I'm getting at what, say now, they say...
Stump puller.
To move it across the field before they burn it.
Well, they just drag it with the horses or with the tractor, whatever they've got to.
Okay, that's today they would drag it. But yesterday they
hauled it. Horse it down.
Would you say dragged it or drug it?
Drug it.
That's what I mean. Okay, and now, how about you name some different kinds of plows?
Plows?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all kinds of plows. There's turning plows, and there's collibators, and there's bulldogs, and isn't that a kind of plow that you use?
Yes,
yes.